Welcome to Wrigley Field in Chicago, for the game between the Pittsburgh Pirates and the Chicago Cubs. Here are the starting lineups. For the Pittsburgh Pirates. Batting in the leadoff spot. The center fielder, Bill Verdon. Batting second. The shortstop, Dick Groat. Batting third. The left fielder, Bob Skinner. Batting fourth. The catcher, Smokey Burgess. Batting fifth. The right fielder, Roberto Clemente. Batting sixth. The first baseman, Don Clendenin. Batting seventh. The third baseman, Don Hook. Batting eighth. The second baseman, Bill Mazeroski. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Harvey Haddix. Pitching for the Pittsburgh Pirates, Harvey Haddix. For the Chicago Cubs. Batting in the leadoff spot. The center fielder, Lou Brock. Batting second. The second baseman, Ken Hubbs. Batting third. The left fielder, Billy Williams. Batting fourth. The first baseman, Ernie Banks. Batting fifth. The right fielder, George Altman. Batting sixth. The third baseman, Ron Santo. Batting seventh. The shortstop, Andre Rogers. Batting eighth. The catcher, Dick Bertel. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Cal Kuntz. Pitching for the Chicago Cubs, Cal Kuntz. And now, play ball. Bill Verdon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Verdon hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Hubbs scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Dick Groat batting right, is at the plate with a count of two balls and one strike. Groat hits a fly ball into left field. Williams settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Bob Skinner is at the plate with a count of two balls and two strikes. Skinner hits a fly ball into right field. Altman settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning one, with the score, the Pirates nothing, and the Cubs nothing. The Cubs will come to bat. Lou Brock is at the plate with a count of three balls and two strikes. Brock takes first base on ball four. Ken Hubbs is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Brock. The throw from Burgess and he is out, Mazeroski applying the tag. One out. Ken Hubbs is at the plate with a count of one ball and two strikes. Hubbs hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Haddix fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Billy Williams is at the plate with a count of three balls and two strikes. Williams strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning two, with the score, the Pirates nothing, and the Cubs nothing. The Pirates will come to bat. Smokey Burgess is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Burgess hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Roberto Clemente is at the plate with a count of one ball and no strikes. Clemente hits a ball on the ground towards short. Rogers fields it and throws to second for the out. One out. Don Clendenin is at the plate with a count of two balls and two strikes. Clendenin hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Clemente moves to second. Don Hook is at the plate with a count of no balls and one strike. Hook hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Hubbs settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Bill Mazeroski is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. The umpire calls a balk on Kuntz. Clemente moves to third. Clendenin moves to second. Bill Mazeroski is at the plate with a count of two balls and no strikes. Mazeroski is walked intentionally. Harvey Haddix is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Haddix hits a ball on the ground towards first. Banks scoops it up and throws to first, with Kuntz covering, for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning two, with the score, the Pirates nothing, and the Cubs nothing. The Cubs will come to bat. Ernie Banks batting right, is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 1 strike. Banks hits a ball on the ground towards short. Grote scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. George Altman is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and 0 strikes. Altman hits a long drive deep into right field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's 1-0, Cubs. Ron Santo is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Santo hits a ball on the ground towards third. Hoke fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Andre Rogers batting right, is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 1 strike. Rogers hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Mazeroski scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Cubs 1, and the Pirates nothing. The Pirates will come to bat. Bill Verdon is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Verdon is 0 for 1 in the game. Verdon strikes out. 1 out. Dick Grote is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and 0 strikes. Grote is 0 for 1 in the game. Grote hits a ball on the ground towards third. Santo fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Bob Skinner is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Skinner is 0 for 1 in the game. Skinner hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Grote moves to third. Smokey Burgess is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and 0 strikes. Burgess is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Burgess hits a fly ball into right field. Altman settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Grote tags and scores. 2 outs. It's Pirates, 1, Cubs, 1. Roberto Clemente is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and 0 strikes. There goes Skinner. The throw from Bertel and he is safe. Skinner steals second. Roberto Clemente is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Clemente is 0 for 1 in the game. Clemente is called out on strikes. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Pirates 1, and the Cubs 1. The Cubs will come to bat. Dick Bertel is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Bertel takes first base on ball 4. Cal Kunz is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and 0 strikes. Kunz hits a ball on the ground towards short. Grote fields it, throws to second for 1, and over to first, double play. 2 outs. Lou Brock is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Brock is 0 for 0 in the game. With a walk. Brock hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Burgess settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Pirates 1, and the Cubs 1. The Pirates will come to bat. Don Clendenon is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 0 strikes. Clendenon is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Clendenon hits a fly ball into left field. William settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. 1 out. Don Hoke is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 0 strikes. Hoke is 0 for 1 in the game. Hoke hits a ball on the ground towards third. Santo fields it and throws to first for the out. 2 outs. Bill Mazeroski is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Mazeroski is 0 for 0 in the game. With a walk. Mazeroski strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Pirates 1, and the Cubs 1. The Cubs will come to bat. Ken Hubbs is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Hubbs is 0 for 1 in the game. Hubbs is called out on strikes. 1 out. Billy Williams is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Williams is 0 for 1 in the game. Williams strikes out. 2 outs. Ernie Banks is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 1 strike. Banks is 0 for 1 in the game. Banks hits a ball on the ground towards third. Hoke fields it, and throws to first. And he throws it away. That's an error on Hoke. George Altman is at the plate with a count of one ball and no strikes. Altman is 1-for-1 in the game, with a home run. He's got one RBI. Altman hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Mazeroski scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Pirates 1, and the Cubs 1. The Pirates will come to bat. Harvey Haddix is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Haddix is 0-for-1 in the game. Haddix strikes out. 1 out. Bill Verdon is at the plate with a count of no balls and 1 strike. Verdon is 0-for-2 in the game. Verdon hits a line drive into right field. Altman settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. 2 outs. Dick Groat is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Groat is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Groat strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Pirates 1, and the Cubs 1. The Cubs will come to bat. Ron Santo is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and no strikes. Santo is 0-for-1 in the game. Santo hits a fly ball into left field. Skinner settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. 1 out. Andre Rogers is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 1 strike. Rogers is 0-for-1 in the game. Rogers hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Dick Bertel batting right, is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 1 strike. Bertel is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk. Bertel hits a ball on the ground into right field for a base hit. Rogers moves to second. Cal Kuntz is at the plate with a count of no balls and 2 strikes. Kuntz is 0-for-1 in the game. Kuntz hits a line drive towards short. Groat catches it and throws to second to double up Rogers. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Pirates 1, and the Cubs 1. The Pirates will come to bat. Bob Skinner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Skinner is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Skinner hits a long drive deep into left field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's 2-1, Pirates. Smokey Burgess is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 1 strike. Burgess is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. He has a sacrifice fly. He's got one RBI. Burgess hits a ball on the ground towards first. Banks scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Burgess for the out. 1 out. Roberto Clemente is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Clemente is 0-for-2 in the game. Clemente hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Don Clendenon is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and no strikes. Clendenon is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Clendenon hits a ball on the ground into right field for a base hit. Clemente moves to third. Don Hoke is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Clendenon. The throw from Bertel and he is safe. Clendenon steals second. Don Hoke is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kuntz spins and fires to second, and Clendenon is picked off. 2 outs. Don Hoke batting right, is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 1 strike. Hoke is 0-for-2 in the game. Hoke is walked intentionally. Bill Mazeroski is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mazeroski is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. Mazeroski hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Clemente scores. Hoke moves to second. It's 3-1, Pirates. Harvey Haddix is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Haddix is 0-for-2 in the game. Haddix hits a fly ball into center field. Brock settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Pirates 3, and the Cubs 1. the Cubs will come to bat. Lou Brock is at the plate with a count of 1-1. Brock is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk, Brock hits a pop-up into center field, out of the reach of Verdun. Brock reaches second base with a double. Verdun throws the ball into Haddix, who tags Brock trying to catch an extra base, for the out. One out. Ken Hubbs is at the plate with a count of 3-2. Hubbs is 0-for-2 in the game. Hubbs hits a fly ball into right field. Clemente settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Billy Williams, batting right, is at the plate with a count of 3-1. Williams is 0-for-2 in the game. Williams takes first base on ball 4. Ernie Banks is at the plate with a count of 3-2. Banks is 0-for-2 in the game. Banks takes first base on ball 4. Williams moves to second. George Altman, batting right, is at the plate with a count of 3-1. Altman is 1-for-2 in the game, with a home run. He's got 1 RBI. Altman takes first base on ball 4. Williams moves to third. Banks moves to second. Earl Francis now pitching. Ron Santo is at the plate with a count of 2-2. Santo is 0-for-2 in the game. Santo hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Williams scores. Banks scores. Altman moves to third. It's Pirates, 3, Cubs, 3. Andre Rogers is at the plate with a count of 3-2. Rogers is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Rogers hits a ball on the ground into left field for a base hit. Altman scores. Santo moves to third. It's 4-3, Cubs. Jack Lamaby now pitching. Dick Burpell is at the plate with a count of 3-2. Burpell is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single and a walk. Burpell hits a ball on the ground towards third. Hoke fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Cubs 4, and the Pirates 3. The Pirates will come to bat. Bill Verdun is at the plate with a count of 0-0. Verdun is 0-for-3 in the game. Verdun hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Koontz fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Dick Groat is at the plate with a count of 1-1. Groat is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Groat hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Don Elston now pitching. Bob Skinner is at the plate with a count of 0-0. The ball gets by Burpell for a passed ball. Groat moves to second. Bob Skinner is at the plate with a count of 2-0. Skinner is 2-for-3 in the game, with a single and a home run. He's got 1 RBI. Skinner hits a long drive deep into left field. That ball is going, gone. A 2-run home run. It's 5-4, Pirates. Smokey Burgess is at the plate with a count of 1-2. Burgess is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. He has a sacrifice fly. He's got 1 RBI. Burgess strikes out. Two outs. Roberto Clemente, batting right, is at the plate with a count of 2-1. Clemente is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Clemente hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Williams. Clemente reaches second base with a double. Barney Schultz now pitching. Don Clendenin is at the plate with a count of 1-0. Clendenin is 2-for-3 in the game, with 2 singles. Clendenin hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Burpell settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Pirates 5, and the Cubs 4. The Cubs will come to bat. Barney Schultz is at the plate with a count of 2-2. Schultz hits a ball on the ground towards third. Hoke fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Lou Brock is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Brock is 1-for-2 in the game, with a double and a walk. Brock strikes out. 2 outs. Ken Hubbs is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and 0 strikes. Hubbs is 0-for-3 in the game. Hubbs hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Billy Williams is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Williams is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk. Williams hits a ball on the ground into left field for a base hit. Hubbs moves to third. Ernie Banks is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Banks is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk. Banks hits a line drive into left field. Skinner settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Pirates 5, and the Cubs 4. The Pirates will come to bat. Don Hoke batting right, is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 1 strike. Hoke is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk. Hoke hits a fly ball into center field. Brock settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. 1 out. Bill Mazeroski is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Mazeroski is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single and a walk. He's got 1 RBI. Mazeroski hits a ball on the ground into left field for a base hit. Jack Lomaby is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and 2 strikes. Lomaby strikes out. 2 outs. Bill Verdon is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and 0 strikes. Verdon is 0-for-4 in the game. Verdon hits a pop-up, foul, towards third. Santo settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Pirates 5, and the Cubs 4. The Cubs will come to bat. George Altman is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Altman is 1-for-2 in the game, with a home run and a walk. He's got 1 RBI. Altman strikes out. 1 out. Ron Santo is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and 0 strikes. Santo is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. He's got 2 RBIs. Santo hits a fly ball into right field. Clemente settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. 2 outs. Andre Rogers batting right, is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 1 strike. Rogers is 2-for-3 in the game, with 2 singles. He's got 1 RBI. Rogers hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Bob Will pinch hits for Dick Bertel. Bob Will is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Will takes first base on ball 4. Rogers moves to second. Alex Gramas pinch runs for Bob Will. Don Landrum pinch hits for Barney Schultz. Diomedes Olivo now pitching. Jim McKnight pinch hits for Don Land. Jim McKnight is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and 1 strike. McKnight hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Mazeroski scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Pirates 5, and the Cubs 4. The Pirates will come to bat. Mo Thacker now catching. Bob Anderson now pitching. Dick Groat is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 1 strike. Groat is 2-for-4 in the game, with 2 singles. Groat hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Anderson fields it and throws to first for the out. 1 out. Bob Skinner batting right, is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 1 strike. Skinner is 3-for-4 in the game, with a single and 2 home runs. He's got 3 RBIs. Skinner hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Hubbs scoops it up and throws to first for the out. 2 outs. Smokey Burgess is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Burgess is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. He has a sacrifice fly. He's got 1 RBI. Burgess hits a ball on the ground towards short. Rogers scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 9, with the score, the Pirates 5, and the Cubs 4. The Cubs will come to bat. Howie Goss now playing left field. Lou Brock is at the plate with a count of 1-0. Brock is 1-for-3 in the game, with a double and a walk. Brock hits a ball on the ground towards short. Grote fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Ken Hubbs is at the plate with a count of 2-2. Hubbs is 1-for-4 in the game, with a single. Hubbs hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Olivo fields it, throws to second for 1, and over to first, double play. 2 outs. Billy Williams is at the plate with a count of 1-2. Williams is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single and a walk. Williams hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Olivo fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Roy Face now pitching. Ernie Banks is at the plate with a count of 0-1. Banks is 0-for-3 in the game. With a walk. Banks hits a fly ball into left field. Goss settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The game is over. The final score, Pittsburgh Pirates, 5, and Chicago Cubs, 4. Goodbye from Wrigley Field in Chicago.